Seattle in Kansas City to start a series on Thursday. The Royals slumping, having dropped three in a row. Trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth, Brandon Moss would provide a spark.
Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to right field, and this game is tied. Brandon Moss with a long home run to right field with Mike Moustakas aboard. And the Royals have tied it at 2-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning for Brandon Moss, his 13th home run of the season. That's only the third hit off of Gallardo in this ballgame, but it's a big one for Kansas City. Everybody up on their feet here at Kauffman Stadium. The walk and then the home run. And the Royals have tied it at 2-2 here in the bottom of the fifth.
Kane ready at the plate. And the 1-2. Swinging, it's laced into right field. Gamble charged it in, has to play it on a hop. The Royals are taking the lead. Escobar crosses home in stride. Kane, an opposite field base hit, has put Kansas City on top 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh. This is not a situation that we have seen Pagan in much until very recently, much until tonight. He has earned the trust of Scott Servais. He has earned the ability to work in higher leverage situations. We've seen very good stuff for the most part from Pagan. And this time facing a very good hitter, an all-star hitter in Lorenzo Cain. He takes it the opposite way. And Kansas City has a run in to take the lead. The 1-2. Swing and a slice through the left side for a base hit. Merrifield hits the bag at third. Heredia comes up with the ball, throws it home. It's cut off by Seager. Merrifield slides across and scores. And a rundown, Cain between second and third. Cano has the ball after the throw from Seager, and he applies a tag on the hip of Lorenzo Cain for round number two. However, another run has crossed, and it's 5-3 Royals. Cabrera, an RBI base hit in the left.
Seen balls called strikes, strikes called balls. Here's the set by Soria. The 1-0 pitch, swung on, fly ball down the right field side. On the run is Cabrera, running out of room, reaches up. Does he make the catch? Yes, he does. Took a leap into the front row of seats down the right field line over the top of the wall that heads down toward the corner. Melky Cabrera with a heck of a catch. Going into the crowd on the other side of the rolled up tarp, puts his foot on the fence, reaches up at the top of that wall, and he makes the grab, and that will retire the side. What a catch by Melky Cabrera. We head to the bottom of the eighth here in Kansas City. It's the Royals 5 and the Mariners 3. Gallardo was really cruising along until that fifth inning. Here's the pitch, swung on, well hit ball deep down the right field line, and this is gone. Goodbye baseball. Moss does it again. Brandon Moss with his second home run of the night, and the Royals now lead it by a score of 6-3 here in the bottom of the eighth. Home run number 14 for Moss.
Seattle falls to an even 55-55 on the season following a 6-4 loss in Kansas City. Here's manager Scott Servais as the Mariners fall 2.5 games behind the Royals for the second wild card spot.
Yeah, you know, we were in a pretty good spot. Gallardo was pretty good, really good, you know, through, outside the home run he gave up through five innings or right there, had to lead the ball game. You know, the back-to-back walks on nine pitches, you know, starting off the six is not a good thing, you know. But I thought Zepp came in, threw the ball really well. We get the double play ball, and, you know, the ground ball at Moustakas, he hit it in the right spot. You know, that happens. And, you know, we had some chances. Kind of needed that big two-out hit, you know, earlier in the game, to, like you said, to kind of take a more commanding lead in that game. Felt the momentum was on our side. But you look up at the scoreboard, and it was still 2-0, and then they quickly tie it, you know, with one swing of the bat. So, you know, had chances. You know, you kind of need that, like I said, the big two-out hit to get you over the hump there and you know, stretch out the lead a little bit. We didn't get that tonight. Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, we had talked about it leading into that. If we had the lead, it might have been a little bit different. But we didn't. You know, Moustakas hits the ball through the infield. Seager comes up in the next situation, or same situation almost, and hits a, you know, one hopper right at their guy. So, you know, things like that, plays like that, they play out big in the game. But, you know, Pagan's done a really nice job for us. He's been one of our hottest guys in the bullpen. So, you know, thought we'd go to him tonight, just didn't quite get it done. I didn't. They said that kind of hit the pole up higher and just kind of grazed off it, and that's why it came down. Our replay guys were clearly, it's a home run, you know, when we called in here. But, you know, it's a close one. He had just enough to graze the side of the pole.
Yovani Gallardo started for Seattle. Five innings, three hits, three runs, walking three, striking out one, and a no decision. Here's his reaction following the loss.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it's, you know, it felt good. You know, I was getting weak contact there. It feels, you know, first five innings, except for that pitch to Tomas. You know, it was just the curveball that was up in the zone. And, you know, I just thinking, just took advantage of it. You know, made a mistake up in the zone. And then in that sixth inning, you know, just, I mean, felt like there were some pretty close pitches. You know, pretty close pitches that you make a pitch to get back in the count, and they don't go your way, and it seems like, you know, it changes the whole at-bat. But, you know, it just happens. You just still gotta find a way to, you know, make another pitch. Just a fastball, like I said. I mean, I think we were doing a good job of just mixing, you know, the fastball and the cutters, and then throwing curveballs whenever we needed to, and, you know, found sometimes there was some pretty good changeups to a few of the guys, and you know, just stay out of patterns. And then, just like I said, just that home run to Moss, like I said, I mean, it was up. You know, the curveball in the middle of the plate, you know, just made a mistake in that situation. And then during the sixth inning, you know, just, like I said, I mean, it's frustrating. You know, definitely frustrating. Guys come back and score another run to get the lead once again, and then, you know, something like that happens.
Second game of the series Friday has James Paxton going for Seattle against Jason Hamill of Kansas City.